We are back here on our football preview show on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM KCIM, and we are now talking to the Kemper head coach, Ryan Steinkamp. Last season, the Knights ended with an overall record of 4-5, so they're looking to be a little bit hungry here this season. Coach Steinkamp, always great to catch up with you before the season.
Absolutely. Thanks, Todd, for having me.
Coach, let's just start off by just talking about how the summer has gone for you guys, summer workouts, and maybe the first few days of practice here.
We had a really good summer. You know, every week lined up for the kids, and you know, we had really good attendance out there, and I was really proud of our overall efforts, and we had a great group of leaders too in our team, so that made things go really well. And so far, the first couple days of practice have gone well. You know, with having good attendance all summer, we got a lot of stuff in so far, and we're moving along nicely.
Right, absolutely. And it's great to hear, you know, the attendance, because I know sometimes during the summer it can be a little bit difficult. But knowing these kids, you have some real leaders on this team. Want to talk about just about what this team looks like so far this season. I know you graduate some great seniors, and we'll talk about them here in a few moments. But numbers-wise, what does the team look like compared from last year to this year?
Just got to kind of finalize today. We got about 69 kids out, 9 through 12. So number-wise, well, we're looking really good. We got a lot of athletes on the team. You know, about the only kids that really weren't at summer stuff were the kids that are on the baseball team. They had a great season, so they had a great reason not to be there. We supported them. That was great to see them having success, and hoping that, you know, their summer success can carry over into this fall.
Looking at the roster you guys got coming back here this year, you bring back a lot of talent. I think some of the bigger returners, at least I saw, and you can kind of add guys as we kind of go along, but Cooper Potterbaum's kind of the big one, your main quarterback from last year, 664 yards, 4 touchdowns. Your rushing guy, Tavon Ami's back with 618 yards last year, 6 touchdowns, and even a big receiver, Trevor Wiles, coming back. When you kind of look at this offense and defense, are you going to have to do a lot of moving around, or do you bring back a lot of playmakers from last season?
We're going to move around a little bit. You know, we're going to try to get our guys the ball. We have a lot of athletes. Kind of noticed it. We've had a lot of good competitions, you know, guys getting after each other, because, you know, we're going to have a little bit of depth in the receiver and running back scenario. You know, last year, Logan Siebenaller was not able to play, and he's back. And some of the juniors have really stepped up and been competitive, making plays, and see how things go from there.
Talk to me about that senior class last year. I mean, you had some absolute dogs out on the field. I mean, Cal Waniger is one of those guys that comes to mind. Obviously, they leave a legacy for this team to really kind of go off and make their own legacy. So what did last year's seniors really teach this group about the game of football and kind of how they can take this team on?
I think the last year's seniors, you know, they did a great job of bringing the team together. You know, when we had our team stuff, you know, outside of practice and whatnot, you know, everybody got along well. We didn't have any drama from that sense. And that's a sign of a good team is right. When you have guys that are getting along, they enjoy being around each other. I'm seeing a lot of that carry over to this year. You know, practice ended 7:30 last night, and it's 8:15, and guys are still in the locker room and stuff. I'm like, all right, guys, it's time to go home. You know, go hang out somewhere else. Right. So they enjoy being around each other. You know, we have a ton of multi-sport athletes, so they see each other in other sports and things like that too. So the camaraderie is really good. And that started with last year's seniors. They did a good job of that. They laid down that foundation for our team.
Want to talk about last season just a little bit more. It's tough to see, you know, a 4-5 record with the guys you had. You got up until October with a nice record. It was 4-2 at that point. I know there's a lot of improvements you're going to look to see with this year's team. So what are those improvements you're looking to expand upon this year?
You know, a lot of it is, you know, we're focused on the basics a lot. We spend a lot more time on any times and working on each individual position, the things they need to get better at. You know, a lot of it's just, you know, route running and, you know, blocking angles and getting off blocks and tackling. We spent a lot of that. We've worked a lot on our angles so far this year too. Just, you know, teaching the proper techniques in that one, just because, you know, it doesn't matter what scheme we have in place. If we can't get there and then finish it, it doesn't matter what our X's and O's are if we can't do those little things right. So we've really been hammering home the basics, and we've been a lot tougher on the kids than that, and they've done a nice job of responding.
Nice thing about this season schedule for you guys, it's verbatim the exact same schedule you had last year down to each week. And you start things off with Loma. Talk to me about that game, because last year, 40-14 loss. What are some things you're looking to do better against Loma, and what are you going to do to prepare for them?
A lot of it is discipline. You know, we went back, watched film. You know, the game could have, should have been a lot closer, but we did a lot of things just to hurt ourselves, just being undisciplined. So tying that up a lot too, and the kids know that it's an expectation now. Those little things, you know, we're not gonna let fly and practice that too. And one of our main goals this year, our foundation, is player leadership. So the seniors did a good job of taking ownership of that too. And the kids understand about how, you know, we can't shoot ourselves in the foot. We got, if we want to have a great season, we got to take care of the little things, the basics. And that's and just watching film from that game last year, we got a lot better after the season go on, but we can't start that far behind. You know, we got to have a better, we got to be more disciplined from the get go. And the kids are holding each other accountable on that.
I know we're still quite a ways away from that first week game, but for people who might not know what Loma is like, what does Loma bring back this year that you can remember from last year?
They bring back running back, a couple of linemen. You know, they had a really, really talented senior class last year. Went to the quarterfinals, but their head coach there, Coach Strait, has been there for a long time, and those kids are very disciplined and they're very well coached. So I expect nothing but the same from them. They're going to come out. They're going to be excited to play us again, and you know, we got to get our things down to be ready for them, because they're going to be prepared for us. And so it starts from the get go this year.
And when you're looking through this schedule, I mean, like we said, verbatim, it is the exact same schedule from last year. So is there any one game you're looking forward to that rematch, or are you just kind of excited for every single one of them for the opportunity?
Every single game, you know, we talk to our kids a lot about, you know, every game matters. You know, don't take anything for granted. So, you know, every game on the calendar is circled. We take it one game at a time. Now, right now, preseason, we're worried about ourselves. When that Loma week comes around, we'll be focused on them, and you know, just one week at a time. Too, we got control. We can control. We can't look too far ahead. Always we'll get smacked in the face right away. So we're really taking it slow, fully focusing on ourselves, doing the little things right. So now every, especially in football, every game's important.
One last thing before we let you go, Coach. You know, we're a few weeks away from that week one against Loma. How did the kids feel, and how are you feeling about the season?
No, so far so good. You know, I said we've had a lot of guys step up. But I've been really impressed with the juniors and how they've matured. You know, from sophomores this year. You know, a lot of those, and that comes from our senior leadership. You know, we talked a lot. I spent a lot of time with those guys. You know, working on that, building that up too. About we're also working on responding to adversity too. Because last year, you know, we'd be in some close games, and one bad thing would happen and lead to another and to another. We're really working on, you know, fixing that right away. But you can't change it. Learn from it. Next play is what matters. How are we going to respond? So that's one of another focal points this year. And you know, so far I like where we're going, and you know, I feel like we're heading in the right direction. You know, the coaches are on board, the kids are on board, and like I said, we do return a lot. We got a lot of guys competing. You know, there's no depth chart yet or anything like that too. So all the spots are open. The kids know they got to go out there and earn it.
Again, you talk about the leadership, you talk about the culture, you talk about the excitement. What can Kemper fans expect from this team here this year?
Hopefully some excitement. You know, hopefully, you know, they keep coming out. They always had great fan support. You know, hopefully we see a little more disciplined team this year. That's one thing we've really been focusing on. And you know, I said we spend a lot of time on our culture. We spend every day talking about our core values and our goals and what we're about too. And you know, hopefully, you know, we're really big on positive energy and excitement and things like that too. And you know, they should see a team that's together. You know, kind of a brotherhood. And hopefully we can show up for them this year.
The season starts 2 weeks from this Friday. We wish you good luck against Loma. And of course, we'll talk to you all throughout the season. And again, thanks so much for joining us here today.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Tyler.